Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check it out when you get a chance. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you there with your small business, whatever you got going on. Whether you're a startup, which is what we're talking about, it's just you and me right now. Or if you're growing your business, or if you're trying to let somebody else have it so you can go do something else. Whatever's happening in your life, wherever you are on that time continuum, please check out our website and get and find help with your what you're excited about or what you're frightened about. It's just you and me, as I said. I've been talking about starting a business. In the previous segment, I spent most of the time talking about people who have time. They've got a business, they've got a job, they've got some resources. They can take their time and take a 6 months or a year or 10 years maybe to start a business. And I gave an example of how that worked. But if you're like I was in 89, then you don't have that option, because I had been downsized twice in 18 months. And I had two teenagers and two mortgages. And so I was motivated. I had to start. Well, I could have looked for a job, but I didn't want to do that. In fact, I said to myself, I guess I should get my resume out. And then I said, no, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I started my own business. And the rest is history. I've had my own business ever since. But I started with almost nothing. I had some credit. I had some equity. And just a little bit of cash. But I mean a little bit of cash. I mean really a little bit. But I started a consulting business, which didn't require me to have a lot of inventory. I didn't have to have a storefront. You see what I'm talking about? I had an office in my home that I'd used for years. So I just converted that office. I didn't have a bunch of initial expenses. And then eventually I opened up an office downtown and eventually bought my own building. But my point is this: what business you start, part of it is going to be what you want to do. But if you have limited capital resources, as I did, but with some capital resources, if you have limited capital resources, then that's going to limit the kind of business you can go into. If you have to have a storefront and inventory and you don't have any capital, you're probably not going to be able to pull that off. So don't head in that direction. It's going to take a lot of capital just to open the door up, let alone you'd be able to take any money out of it, right? A lot of it will depend on whether there's someone else in your household who has a job as well, who can sort of support the family, even if you have to dial things back until your business gets off the ground and gets to where it can pay you some money out of it, out of the operation. So depending on how many nickels you can rub together will depend on what kind of business you go into. And so you may say, well, I'm passionate about being in the restaurant business. Well, hopefully I can talk you out of that, because that's a tough business. That's as tough as they come. But even if you are passionate about that, if you don't have the capital to ride out the learning curve and the initial capitalization of the building and all the stuff that you're going to have to do, then you're not going to be able to start that kind of a business. So think about the kind of capital that you're going to have for whatever business that you're going to start. You've got to come up with that number. And if you don't know how to come up with that number, then you're not ready to start a business. Now, I know that's a tough thing for me to say. I know that's an abrupt thing for me to say, because if you really need, as I did, I needed to create some income. almost 25 years ago, I needed to create some income. But I didn't go out and start a business that I couldn't fund. I started a business that I could fund with my resources. And so you have to think about that too. And passion will help you, but it won't sustain you. Passion will get you out of bed in the morning. Passion will help you ride through the tough times, but it will not be the fuel in the engine of your business. It can't be. Only capital can do that. And it will not sustain you. Eventually, you'll run out of capital. And so you'll lose time, and you'll lose whatever money you put into it, and you will fail if you are grossly undercapitalized for the business you're going to start. So please think about this. And listen, folks, as you've heard me say before, I love small business owners. You know that. That's my life, right? But I'm not doing you any favors if I don't tell you the truth. Being a small business owner is the hardest job in the world. It is the hardest job in the world. And it's not for everybody. And it may be for you, but it may not be for you right now. And so you need to be honest with yourself and decide, when is the time for me to become a business owner? Quick break, 29 after. Whatever you do, by the way, good luck, and you know I'm here to help you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.